All right, on this episode of Bouts Talk and Bouts, excited to be speaking with an individual. It was quite the fight going down at BTC 13. It's transpiring in St. Catharines, and it's part of a broader bantamweight tournament. Ariel Zuniga versus Harley King is one of those quarterfinal matchups, and very excited to be talking to Ariel once again. How's the day going so far there, man? Seems like another day where you're putting in some hard work.
Yeah, man, it's a good day today. Just came from work, come home, get ready to go train, and have a chat with you.
Yeah, it's great to be getting to talk to you. It's been a little while, and it's been a little while since you've been able to get out there and compete there. Obviously, a lot of pandemic-related considerations part of that, but just how excited are you to be, you know, getting ready to get out there and, you know, compete once again, and there's like a defined fight date and everything?
I'm pretty excited, man, because I've been waiting for it's been 2 years, I think, since the last time I fought, when I fought T-Shane.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty happy, man, because I really wanted to get back in there. But with all the delays and everything with this pandemic, they never delay work, right? But they're delaying the fights. So I'm happy to be there.
Yeah, and you talk about training and everything. I'm wondering if you're getting in work with some familiar kind of individuals, like from some other times we've talked. Like, I know you've worked with guys like, you know, Andre Dida, Mauricio Veo, you know, different individuals like that, like Mauricio Souza.
I'm training at Bazooka Joe's. I'm actually with Joseph Alfalini now.
Oh, cool.
And I've been training with him and with another fighter from BTC, Matt Special. Those two I've been training with them, and they've been pushing me like a lot, and they've been really helping my game. So I'm fighting out of Bazooka Joe's now.
Oh, that's an amazing gym to be a part of, man. I imagine your stand-up has grown just, you know, with somebody like Joe Faltellini up there and just one of the great strikers from our nation.
Oh, yeah. With him, it's a lot more intelligent the way that I fight. And he nitpicked a lot of things when I came in, and he started showing me a system and everything, and he's really improved the way my stand-up is, for sure.
Were there some other facets he improved on? Like, I mean, obviously the stand-up, I imagine he'd have a lot of, you know, expertise.
Well, yeah, there's a jits coach in there, Marcus, as well, who specializes in MMA grappling. And he's been showing me some new things as well. So you're going to see an evolved guy inside there. I have a whole different game plan, game set, Bazooka Joe style.
Well, that's awesome to hear, man. And you say Matt Special in there, too. I mean, he seems like a great fighter and also seems really, you know, in-depth with the nutrition there. So it seems like great fighters and also great minds in the sport.
Oh, yeah. I've been working with him as well, doing his Bearded Bites nutrition. And it's been helping me out a lot, too. So I've been able to eat things that I didn't know I could eat to cut weight at the same time. And I feel great, too. I'm able to do my job, train, and still have the energy to do it.
Yeah, that seems like his main thing from at least what I've seen. Like, it looks like delicious stuff that looks like a cheap meal, but it's like, oh, damn, this is pretty healthy.
Oh, yeah, man. I got to eat ice cream. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering about just, the excitement, you know, getting out there, just because it's like similar kind of circumstance there, too, because the last time you got to compete was Niagara region and everything like that. Are you excited to get back out there and compete in that area? Was the reception good last time you were out there and competing and all that?
Yeah, just to go anywhere right now and to go compete and to go be in front of a crowd again, it's pretty exciting because everybody's been pretty much shut in, right? And I get to see all the people out there, hear the crowd, and get to fight again. I'm very excited to be out there.
Yeah, and just last time out, you had a competitive go around with a, you know, talented fighter in T-Shane Guthrie. Obviously, didn't go your way in the binary of the winning and losing, but it seems like you were able to learn a lot from that and just, you know, first time going the distance and everything. So can you talk about some of the other, I guess, lessons you learned from that fight that'll, I guess, reflect in the fighting journey going forward?
Well, what I learned from that fight was more to play around with footwork, more and just the breathing and everything, because that fight was pretty fun that I had with T-Shay. It went the distance and everything, but I could see that I was able to push myself the whole way. I still had energy afterwards. You could see we were both pretty tired after, but I felt like I could go more, and it opened my eyes that I have a supply of cardio that you don't experience until you go in there, right? And I just learned that I can go the distance off that, and just a small adjustments in my game, and then just improvements, you know.
Yeah, and that was a great fight. Just you guys both had your victorious pro debuts at BTC6 and then kind of linked up there. And it seems like he's, you know, made some good strides since then and stuff like that in his own right too. And both of you getting ready to compete in your own respective bouts on this card. So yeah, it's a fun thing to see there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it would be fun to see him again and to see all the people and opponents I could possibly go against. It's pretty interesting to be in this tournament too. Because you can't pick or choose who you're going to fight. It's just pretty much just go in and do what you do. You know what I mean? You got to just be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the tournament structure there, because I thought that was really cool seeing the initial announcements rolling out. $10,000 bantamweight tournament. When did the offer initially, you know, get on your radar? Like, when did you first become aware that BTC was looking to put this together?
I got a call by Rob, two and a half months ago, I can't even remember. But he just called me. He was trying to get a hold of me, but I'm notorious for breaking my phone at work and stuff. And then he got a hold of me last second, and I said yes right away. Pretty much he was trying to chase me around and try to get my attention, but everything was off on my phone. And he got my attention, and I said right away, yes, I'm down to do it, and let's go.
Yeah, sounds like an amazing opportunity. Like, a lot of people that follow the Canadian scene seem very much into it. Like, I think I saw Tanner Boser had a post where he was talking about, like, what a great opportunity this is for, like, prospective talents in the area and whatnot. Like, how cool is it to be a part of this tournament? Is that a sentiment you kind of share? Because, I mean, this looks like a tournament that could be a game changer for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty interesting because there's going to be more eyes on it. And the spotlight's going to be us in the bantamweight division. And then we'll see. Maybe it'll push forward towards getting championship belt in that division as well, in BTC. And because I can imagine what's going to happen afterwards as well. You're going to, whoever participates in this and they win all three, it also is going to add to the record too. So I think it's going to push us forward. It's just good push for all of us.
Yeah, it looks like a great field overall. And just your specific opponent, Harley King, coming up. Like, are you an individual who's seen a great deal of Harley King tape at this juncture? Is that something you more allocate to, you know, like Bazooka Joe and certain guys on like the coaching end of things, or have you been doing a certain level of tape study yourself?
Well, with him, there's not much that I can go off of. I know he hasn't fought in around the same amount of time as me. I've seen some videos here and there, but I'm pretty much just focusing on being a better version of myself. You know, because you have to adapt when you're in there, and obviously you got to train in every aspect of MMA. So I'm just going to try and impose my will in there.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And I mean, we touched on some of the coaching aspects of this recent camp. As far as like regular sparring partners you're getting in work with for this camp, who would you cite as some of those main partners?
Matt Special is the main guy that I go with the most over there at Bazookas. And for striking over there, it's just it's dangerous over there. You got to be on your toes. So it's a place where all the guys there are really good, and I feel like it's a high level there. So pretty much, he has a good couple of guys in there. Diego, he has a guy named Abiel. All those guys over there. There's Matt O'Keefe. When you go with all of them, you're going to get different looks from everybody, and it's all very high level. So I have a lot of high level sparring partners out there.
Yeah, you seem down to work with whoever. Like in past interviews we were talking, you were saying you've even worked with some heavyweights who've like pressed you up on the walls and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of. Well, Bazooka has a style over there, right? And we do a lot of wall work over there for striking, for wrestling, for everything. Try to mix it up.
Yeah, for sure. Good to, you know, keep that mixing in the process there. But yeah, interesting, because like one of the last times we were talking, you were saying you went from rebar to, you know, the HVAC work and stuff like that. Like previously you'd done some...
Right now, I went back to rebar, but it's a little bit easier now because I'm the one running the job site. And so my physicality in the job site is a lot less now, but I still got to run the show, right? So that's why it was a little bit hard to get a hold of you for us to talk. But it's just that this is different because now I feel like my energy level, I'm able to do both. And especially with the type of food that I'm eating with Matt, it's just a little bit heavier workload, but I'm still able to do it to continue on with fights.
Well, that's awesome to hear, man. Yeah, I figured you were managing to work them together well. Yeah, I just noticed some of the construction stuff, and I remember a previous time you were saying that there was, yeah, a level of physicality to it, but good to hear you're more in the supervisor kind of capacity there. I mean, still working, obviously, but more able to allocate the physical energy to training for fights.
Yeah. Just got to move the guys around and just focus on this.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Do you got guys on the site that are looking forward to the fight? A few coworkers going to be checking this one out?
There's a couple of them that are going to come. There's a couple of guys there because everybody's excited to go see something, you know, because everybody's indoor because it's COVID-19. And now that everything's opening up, there's people that are going to come support me. They have to, they're fired.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably listen pretty quickly on the job site. Like, it's like, oh, damn, this guy will whip me if I don't get right to it.
No, I'm not that much of a bully.
Yeah, no, you always struck me as a nice, kind of easygoing guy, man. And I think that's reflected in how you seem to enjoy yourself when you're not fighting. Like, I was seeing some of the videos you were posting, like, last summer there, like Huntsville and Muskoka and stuff like that. Were you able to get in similar kind of time this summer, like, you know, outdoor views, fun times by the water, that sort of vibe?
I went to Sabo Beach out there. We went camping out there. That was the first time I ever went camping. And we got to go to different couple places with my kids and my wife and the rest of my family. So yeah, it's just here and there go places, right?
Is that something you could...
The nice thing about this COVID-19 is that the only good thing is that I didn't know how beautiful Ontario is. Because there's so many places, everybody's thinking about flying out of country, but here in our backyard, there's a lot of nice places out here.
Yeah, it's cool you say that. I share in that sentiment too, and I've kind of been noticing that in my own experiences, just journeying around a little bit more and seeing what Ontario kind of has to offer there. So the first camping experience was a good one, like maybe more camping trips to be had?
I had the one, and we went out with some buddies out there by the lake. And the one that is in my memory the most is Muskoka, because I got to go down a river in a boat, opened up into Lake Muskoka. That was a different experience in itself. So from now on, I think every summer I'm going to be going out there.
Yeah, I've been getting more into a routine like that. My brother's been camping a lot too, and that's been kind of motivating me. Seems like a fun time to get out there and just, you know, get in tune with nature and everything. But the first time we talked was after that BTC6 fight there, and you were sipping the BTC beer. Are we thinking there's going to be some cold ones cracked for the post fight? You got a couple choice ones at the ready?
For sure, man. It's been since camp. I have nothing, so obviously if I'm gonna enjoy one or two.
No, that's awesome, man. And yeah, great getting to talk to you ahead of this fight. It's a card I'm very much looking forward to checking out there. I'll be in St. Catharines peeping all the action there. But, you know, just in the context of our conversation and everything, is there anything you might want to kind of add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here? I appreciate getting some time with you.
Yeah, just come by. You're going to see some nice, beautiful violence over there. It's going to be a good card. And, you're going to see the better version of myself.
Yeah, this is a very intriguing fight. I mean, as someone like myself who follows the Canadian regional scene, I think this is a really well-matched fight, Harley King versus Ariel Zuniga, and just really excited about the broader $10,000 bantamweight tournament overall. And yeah, people can check that out, BTC 13 going down on November 20th. Going to be an awesome time there, and was awesome getting to reconnect and chat a little bit, man. Looking forward to checking out the fight, and yeah, no worries, man. Best of luck with the remainder of the preparations, and yeah, looking forward to seeing the fight there.
Yeah, man. I hope to see you there, brother.